Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. If you read the paper, watch TV, or listen to the radio, I'm sure you've heard about the terrible Zika virus, which can infect pregnant women and deform their unborn babies. Their babies can be born with abnormally small heads. When this new year began, I had never heard of Zika virus. It has our attention now, having arrived in Mexico last year. It is transmitted to humans by mosquitoes. The World Health Organization says it is a public health emergency. Okay, so what do we do? Well, we don't have any vaccine to protect people, and one solution is to genetically engineer male mosquitoes so that when they mate with a female, their offsprings just die. Now, that mosquito GE technology has been approved in Brazil, but not as yet in the United States. The American public strongly supports using genetic engineering to produce many of the drugs we use today, but some people that accept genetically engineered medicines are not sure about GE crops and food, even though both food and medicine enter the body. Marshall Matz, a colleague of mine here at OFW Law, has a great piece on this subject, which just appeared in an AgriPulse publication. Why the public is willing to accept GE medicine but not GE food is hard to understand. And now, besides GE mosquitoes, here's one other solution to fight the Zika virus. An effective solution would be to kill the mosquitoes, spray them with DDT. DDT was outlawed in 1972 by the EPA. We haven't used it since then. It was banned in most of Africa. DDT kills mosquitoes. They transmit not only Zika, but also malaria. 20 million people have died from malaria in Africa since that ban. Environmentalists say DDT harms birds, fish, and some wildlife. Maybe, just maybe, danger to humans. However, Dr. Lyle Peterson, director at the Center for Disease Control, says, and I quote, "Concern about DDT has to be reconsidered in the public health interest," end of quote. When I was a kid, we were spraying DDT all the time. It didn't hurt me, but it sure killed the flies and mosquitoes. Well, the Zika virus is spreading like wildfire and needs to be stopped. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.